I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. It's Thursday, May 19th, 2022. We got a loaded show for you again tonight, and that is Medical Cartel Exposed. We're going to dig into the details and actually bring on a nice expert on the quantum energy field as well, talking about how dangerous this medical cartel is, all the way from the patents that go into the universities, all the way to the government, all the way into the businesses like such as Pfizer and everything else, and they even involve getting all the doctors and nurses to believe all their shenanigans. So we're going to get into that quite a bit. We're also going to talk about a variety of things such as this Ukraine fraud that's going on, crazy stuff going on. Going to give also an economic update on some of the things that are going on with the Biden economy, or what many call Brandonomics, right? So we'll get into that. I want to say hi to everybody before we jump into this. And this is, we look at New York City's joining from Voila. We got Obama, Brian. We got Cheryl from Missouri. We got Patsy from Tennessee. We got Utah, Sheila. Thank you guys for all being on. And we are also on a Rumble Rant, so make sure that you get there. That's kind of become one of the top viewing platforms as we go forward, especially live. So come on there and rant a little bit with us. All right, so let's get rolling on some news here. We've got the big update for here was Facebook. I saw this is just like so great, because that's why that my mission is really taking down the media cartel, which works with the medical cartel, which works with the banking cartel, right? And we have Facebook caught manipulating news to fight big tech regulation. So this is interesting, because this is literally Washington Post. So it looks like the left is starting to eat the left, or the cabal starting to eat the cabal, right, as we have to work through all this stuff. So interesting. Social media giant paid off news outlets to change a narrative. So that's exactly what they do. They pay off the Mockingbird media, and obviously the Mockingbird media, since they're the prophets of Baal, will say whatever the cabal wants them to say. But this is interesting that Cabal Washington Post is actually revealing that a lobbying group funded by Facebook has been planting stories in newspapers across the United States. According to the Post, a political advocacy group called American Eagle was secretly funded by Facebook. Now, when this happens, when you have the cabal talking bad about another cabal entity, it usually is getting ahead of something. There's probably massive stuff that Julie Green's talked about this coming out about Facebook, and they're trying to get ahead of the story, as they would talk about it. The organizations has been manipulating news narratives by posting pro-Facebook stories in newspapers. Just shows you that's Mockingbird Media, completely controlled, et cetera. I did want to get to our main story though for today, and that is this whole medical cartel. And it's just pretty crazy if you start digging into what they've really done. And I'm just gonna go back to here to see if I had, there's one other piece of newspaper news I wanted to get in before I get into that, and that is Ukraine funding bill. Look at this, this is crazy. These 11 Republican senators split from party leadership, opposed $40 billion in aid, but you have this huge number of people all said, hey, let's give, Republicans and Democrats, they say, let's give $40 billion in aid. Ukraine military funding headed to Biden's desk after a week-long delay due to some GOP opposition. In a split with party leaders, 11 Senate Republicans Thursday voted against the bill. But what you ended up having is a huge 86 to 11. That's the 86 to 11 in the House, right? That is just crazy. Just shows you that we have rhinos everywhere. Rhinos everywhere, right? And that is, and this obviously, those of you who've been following me know that Ukraine has is the most corrupt countries in the world. And you have now George Soros and all the media, including Fox News, all saying Putin bad and their prophets of Baal. Putin bad, and Ukraine good. Ukraine's awesome, even though they have massive bioweapons, and Zelensky is a liar and a snake, as Julie Green's prophetic words have said, and he is literally, Zelensky was working with our fraudulent cabal-oriented government to create genocide worldwide, and that's all going to be coming out. It'll be interesting to go. Yeah, Dave English says, rhinos need to go. That's exactly right, Abe. We can't wait till they do go. Now, let's, but if you just dig into this, it's just sad how many rhinos we really have. And that is, and some of them have to fall for the narrative. I think some of them are following a role. I think even Hannity's has a role in this, right, where he has to support Big Pharma in the short term. I think Trump had to support it as far as the vaccines goes. Why? Because they brainwashed everybody, where 95% of people think they're awesome. So if that's the case, you've got to be really careful becoming anti-vax when his role right now is to be popular, is to basically the populist movement, to distinguish himself between Joe Biden, who is destroying the country, and somebody who's not. But when the cabal's got everybody's minds and brainwashed, he has to play a role. So we've got to distinguish that, right? But to really understand how Big Pharma and how ugly this medical cartel is, I actually brought an expert in. We'll bring him in just a second. But right now, if you look at here, you've got what if we follow the science of Big Pharma kickbacks to NIH scientists. So here's just a recent article just a couple days ago, 2022, where they did a bunch of analysis and saw that they basically, Big Pharma had kickbacks to the scientists. So what do you think they're going to talk about? What do you think the scientists that are getting kickbacks are going to talk bad about Pfizer, or talk bad about Johnson & Johnson, or talk bad about Moderna and all these companies? No. So that is the problem that we have here. And so this is a pretty good article, but it says last year, the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci's employer, doled out $30 billion in government grants to roughly 56,000 recipients. The largest of taxpayer money buys a lot of favor and clout with the scientific research and healthcare industries. However, in our breaking investigation, we found hundreds of millions of dollars in payments also flow the other way. These are royalty payments from third-party payers, think pharmaceutical companies, back into the NIH and individual NIH scientists. We estimate that between the fiscal years of 2010 to 2020, just in 10 years, more than $350 million in royalties were paid to third parties, to agency and NIH scientists who are credited as co-investors. So if you get on these NIH, or you get on the World Health Organization, or any of our U.S. ones, or the World Health Organization's one, you are basically getting kickbacks there as well. So not only do they buy the scientists off, that there's money coming back into these governmental organizations. It is a medical cartel all the way through the hospital system, all the way to the universities, all the way into the entire thing. And it all started back quite a while ago. And with that, I wanted to bring in Rob. He's actually not only an expert in quantum energy, and the CEO of Quantum Energy Strong, QE Strong. He's also my brother, so I know him real well. So with that, Rob, how are you doing today? We don't have it. You're still muted, bud. I know we did a sound check a bit ago. So
There we go.
All right.
I didn't want to interrupt your show, so sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. How are you doing?
I am excited to be here. Excited to talk about a lot of the research I've been doing and just the deep dive that that I've been working on for a long time. After you woke me up with Mockingbird Media a long time ago, I've done a lot of research, and it's exciting to actually be able to share some of it and kind of bring it into, like what you just did, into our daily life. And what you just shared, that exact article you just shared shows exactly the ramifications of what started, a really, really long time ago. And so it's been fun to do that research and dig in. So I'm excited to share with your group.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's dig in a little bit to what the Rockefellers did back in the 1900s. That's just amazing. Not
Yeah,
many
sounds
people know
great.
that.
So what I did is I created a really quick slideshow just to try to summarize it so everybody can have it. And then I'll provide the access to this these slides after the fact, or we can put it in your show notes
Right.
so people can have access to it. But I call it the great medical deception because really we've been deceived. The medical, I'm a doctor, trust me, is something that I grew up with, right? I always trusted what doctors say. But as you can tell by what Rick just showed with the NIH and the kickbacks, it's really turned into something different than that. But I go by Quantum Rob, and excited to be here and show it. I am the co-founder of QE Strong, and we're working on quantum energy solutions. And as part of that, I've really done deep dive into frequencies. So we'll talk a little bit about the transition of all natural health into frequencies. But I wanted this to kind of set the stage, right? The great hijack. How did our medical system, get hijacked? And it really started back when the Rockefellers took over the medical system. Back in the 1900s, early 1900s, the all natural health was really, really popular. And so there were, holistic doctors, lots and lots of them, and just using your God-given immune system and facilitating your God-given immune system was really popular back then. But the problem for people that wanted to take advantage of it, like the Rockefellers, is they couldn't patent that any of those solutions. So they controlled 90% of the petroleum refineries back then. They wanted to figure out a way where they could monopolize the petroleum, chemical, and medical arenas. And they already had the monopolization of petroleum and chemicals, and they wanted to be able to leverage that. And one of the best ways they found was they took over literally the whole medical system in a really systematic way. And it's as you do the research and see how they did it, it was brilliant, right? And from their perspective of actually pulling it off, and you'll see how that's just continued to prosper with big pharma and how they're impacting our life literally today, and how the whole coronavirus thing happened. But to see where we are today, it helps to kind of step back in history and see how this all started, right? And so Rockefeller did want to crush that competition. He didn't want the all natural health solutions because you can't sell any of that, right? And you can't patent it. I think that's the biggest important factor. And so back in the early 1900s, he bought a pharmaceutical company. He already owned monopolized the oil and chemical industries, but he bought a pharmaceutical company. And he's like, okay, then how do I make this the standard moving forward? And he ha obviously had millions of dollars. And what he ended up doing is hired a contractor who had no knowledge of the medical field or industry, and hired him to create a report. And this report is now called the Flexner Report. It was back in 1910. And a lot of the Flexner Report was actually pretty solid. There was a lot of good information in the Flexner Report. But what you'll see is they used it for bad.
Yes.
They just took over. And you'll see that in a minute. Did you have a question, Rick?
No, I was just saying the Flexner Report is the infamous way they basically killed all the natural health schools. It's just really sad.
Exactly. So what that report kind of summarizes, too many medical schools, they weren't teaching the right things. And you know, that was probably true. There was no standardization on medical fields. But what they did do is they termed, you know, natural solutions and all the God-given ability to get healthy and use your own immune system as crackery. So that really ended up hurting, and that's how they took over the pharmaceutical world, is you know, a pill for an ill world is what I call it. So anyway, they started funding medical schools and the American Medical Association, and they ended up, you know, smearing people who were in all natural health solution arena. So that was really bad. You know, back then there were like 10,000 herbalists, right? And at least 10,000 went out of business in the early 1900s because they couldn't sell, because people were only buying things from the approved, you know, AKA approved medical systems. And by 1940, there were, you know, 1,500 chiropractors were prosecuted, you know, for quackery. So they were literally calling these people that are trying to help people with all natural solutions, you know, quacks. And they really went after them hard. And that you'll see, you know, a lot of what's going on, the way that you know, people use the lawyers for bad is, you know, even went way back then, right, in the 1940s. And so anyway, that by the time 1923, we had only two, or right, by 1950, there were 22 schools focusing on homeopathic medicine, right? And how to use natural herbs and things to use what God gave you to heal. And that's really coming back in a huge way, especially with the coronavirus arena, that now people are really searching for and trying to find natural ways to solve these solutions. And it's because it's been hidden from us for all this time.
Yeah. So to go from 22 schools down to two, down to zero by 1950, yeah, that's just crazy.
By 1950, they're all gone. Right. And so now to find an all natural health school is almost impossible, you know, and there's been lots of, you know, bad things that have happened to a number of, you know, doctors who've actually tried. And it's been just, you know, kind of sickening as you do research on the way that they've corrupted this whole area. But anyway, it's interesting. I'm learning a ton, but it's kind of moved into nowadays. You know, it's continued. Big Pharma is taking, you know, is making huge donations to medical schools, you know, and like Rick just showed, they're even doing kickbacks to the NIH and back and forth. And if you are part of that program, you're gonna get money. And if you're gonna get money, are you gonna talk bad about the companies? You know, no, right? It's just pretty scary. But you know, if the old adage of follow the money is what's really important. And so, you know, if you look, but way back, and when you want to do some research, go back and look at, you know, the foundation of who founded the American Cancer Society, right? It was John D. Rockefeller, and so they're literally controlling a lot of what's going on in our world. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm saying great. Yeah, Rockefeller actually. And I know time-release capsules are actually petroleum products, right? And that's part of why they went this route. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they can patent those solutions, right? And then over time, there's been a lot of killer drugs, right? There's a lot of products that have been really bad for people, and they've been hidden, right? One of the most important ones for Rick is the whole opioid epidemic, right? Well, I know Rick has told a number of stories where two of his close friends, you know, ended up, you know, dying from opioid addiction. And there's just things that are going on. If you look at that, what now, fentanyl, you know, all the drugs are being brought into our country now because of our open borders is just literally sickening of what's happening. So just lots of deception and lots of cover up of what's really going on. You'll see that, you know, a lot of doctors, they don't have time. They're very, very busy. They don't have time to go research solutions for themselves. So they rely on, you know, these pharmaceutical companies. And that's what these pharmaceutical reps do, is they go teach these doctors how to use their medicine, AKA pill for an ill, to how to solve problems. So they don't research natural solutions. They don't research how to help, you know, your God-given body and immune system to improve it, to help you get over conditions. They just do what they've been told and what they've been taught through these medical systems and the pharmaceutical companies and their education. So it's really, really sick. And then obviously, I think all of you are probably, you know, if you follow the Blessed to Teach show, you understand the suppression of treatments, right? Why they suppressed hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and just natural remedies to solve something that was very inexpensive and was helping people, yet you saw the medical cartel just go, you know, dramatically against anybody and everybody who talked about it. You know, many of us, aka me, you know, have been kicked off of all of the big tech platforms because you're telling the truth. If you told the truth, they're gonna knock you off. And it's just it's sickening to see what's going on, you know, in that world. But that's why Rick and I have been working on this Quantum Energy Strong company to really help people with your God-given natural body and ability. And when I started researching this information, it's pretty cool. It's like, you know, frequencies and energy are really, really important. As you look at your body is made up of energy, right? It's atoms and particles, et cetera. But your body is made up of energy, and your energy reacts and gives off frequencies. So you literally, as you're thinking and you're feeling your emotions, you're giving off a frequency, and you're also you're interacting with frequencies that are coming around you and surrounding you. It's like music is a frequency, right? You'll see that in a few minutes. We'll talk about that. And then there's, you know, what we've done with these skin patches and cards and solutions that we're working on is we've encoded a specific healing frequency onto those cards and helping with certain conditions. And I'm excited to talk today a little bit about one that, we're releasing a new allergy solution that's pretty exciting that we've had a lot of success with recently. But these frequencies, I love this because I the more I dug into it, I just could not believe it. I didn't know about frequencies and how our body and how other things react to frequencies. The 440 versus 432 from a sound perspective, if you look at this top one, you'll see there's a 440 sound, which is what all our music is recorded in today, is just disruptive. And you'll see in that that top picture, the one on the right is the frequency reaction of a 432. And it's just beautiful and pretty. And you'll see how things interact with different frequencies. And these next two are just super cool to me, is that I didn't understand that literally, I know how prayer works. I'm a Christian and I know that I can pray to God, but having positive thoughts and having those actually interact with something physical was something I just didn't understand. I didn't believe, to be honest. But they've done studies with this, and there's this one in the middle is pretty cool. It's like people that give positive thoughts over something. They did the study with 500 people sending positive thoughts to the bottle of water. And before they started, the one on the left was what the water looked like under a microscope. But then after the positive thoughts were coming, it turned into this beautiful crystal with the positive thoughts. So it's just absolutely incredible what God has done and how he's designed this world to have our bodies made up of energy and react to frequencies. And then this is the one that I, as a Christian, like even the best, is that prayer even works. You know, so you can say prayers and you can pray over water, and the water will literally transform into this beautiful crystalline structure. So it just is proof that God is real in my mind, and that you can even see the ramifications and results of it. Another thing that helped me understand this, well, go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just gonna say that, and that's one thing that they lie to us about, right? Is that your body's made of energy, and that's what Rockefeller's attacked. And it's just like, it's just like ridiculous that now we take all these petroleum-based drugs, right?
Yeah, they want you to take a drug instead of figuring out a way to heal yourself, right? Yeah. So I think that's what the natural solutions are
Yeah.
of today is you're just enhancing your health system rather than taking a drug to fix it. But
Exactly.
Dr. Emoto's rice experiment, this was the thing that like threw me over the edge. I'm like, okay, this is really cool. So this experiment, I need to get some better pictures here, but just bear with me for a second. This is a really cool story. So Dr. Emoto is a famous scientist who did a bunch of experiments related to frequencies. But he did this one with rice. And what he did is he took three jars of rice and he had the same amount of rice and same amount of water in the three different jars. And then for 30 days, he told one of them, thank you. He was nice to that jar. And then the middle one, he told it, you're an idiot. He literally would say that. And every day he did this for 30 days. And then the third one, he would literally just ignore. So he didn't pay any attention to that one. When you see the better pictures of this, it's pretty amazing. But the first one you can see is still white rice. The water is relatively clear, and it's pleasing. And this was after 30 days. And many people after this have done it themselves. So you can just go onto YouTube and say, type Dr. Emoto's rice experiment, and you'll see dozens and dozens of people who've done the same thing. It's really cool. But then the "you're an idiot" one is amazing because it's just gross. It's all moldy and dark and mildewy and disgusting. And the one he ignored is almost even worse. Right. So it just shows you that how the power of intention and thoughts and frequencies can interact with other things. And as we were working on our quantum energy patches and cards, we've done studies with the EEG. So it literally interacts with your brain. So this is an example of somebody that was in pain. And on the left-hand side, you see their EEG signals. And we use these. I think you can see this little monitor. This is called a Muse 2. And if you put it on your brain and it interacts with your cell phone, your brain signals. And the one on the left is one that was somebody was in pain, and then they took our pain card and calmed themselves, down, and used our pain card, and look at on the right-hand side what it did to their brain. Their brain is no longer moving all over the place because of what our card does is interrupts that signal and helps people with their pain, for example. And/or allergies and stuff. And I know, Rick, I only have a few minutes left in your show because we just wanted to do a quick introduction of Jesus. Medical cartel is bad. It's disrupting our whole health system. We need to get back to using our all natural health solutions and systems. And we're trying to help with that. I've got some research that I'm doing that I will continue to share with Rick, and hopefully I can come back on and we can talk some more details about some of the things I'm doing. The Truth About Cancer team just did an amazing 9-part series on it's called Propaganda Exposed, and it's like an hour and a half long videos. It's 9 of them, so it's like it's 40 some doctors were part of this, and it's just they go into depth what I talked about in 5 or 6 minutes. They go into in depth, and so I've done a lot
Yeah,
of
they had a lot
research
of
on those.
sauce, we would say, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of
They
sauce.
got the sauce.
So
And
I'm
that
excited
yeah.
to share it with everybody.
Yeah, but
One of
that
the things I wanted to show was just a
okay.
go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just gonna say what's exciting to me about this, guys, is that we've ignored natural solutions in a big way in this country, right? Because of the medical cartel that comes around here. You go to a doctor and all they know how to do is how to prescribe petroleum-based medicine,
Right,
right? And so
right.
it's pretty vital that we start getting back to those. And that's why we created an e-commerce company to basically sell and provide value with natural solutions. And one of the biggest things that God gave us was these frequencies that actually work for people. And so I don't know if you
Right.
the testimonials are the biggest part about the story.
Yeah, in
So
fact,
we're
I'm just going to show one testimonial, and then
right.
I'm going to get out of your hair and let you finish. I know praise and worship is awesome today, so but I did want to show this one testimonial of Donna.
Hi, my name is Donna. We recently moved to Northern Alabama. We are in the middle of spring, the height of pollen, everything is yellow with the pollen dust. And normally I would be taking Zyrtec D and all sorts of medication to deal with this season. However, I was introduced to the QE Strong patches, and they are wonderful. I haven't had medication at all this season. I'm sailing through and pleasantly pleased. I can highly, highly recommend it. Thank you.
So that's kind of fun, just to see that it's really literally helping people, and all it is as you can see, it's a skin patch, right? So it's a little patch. You just take the patch and you can insert it on the back of your arm. Rick likes to put it on his chest. I like to put my, so here's a little patch, and I just put it on the back of my neck, so it's kind of out of the way. No one sees it.
And my brother
and
puts
then
it
there you go. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people will put it on here. Mm-hmm. Some people put it on the back of their nape, and then you can also do a card, and the card is more expensive, but it lasts up to a year, whereas the little skin patches only last a day or so. So anyway, it's exciting technology, exciting stuff that's going on. Frequencies are super cool. You've probably heard of Rife machines and a bunch of other things that are going on in the medical industry and field, and it's going to just continue to be, you know, just be on the lookout for frequency-based solutions. You know, you've heard maybe of med beds, that, you know, that's a whole other discussion, but there are exciting things happening, and you just have to do like what Rick taught me to do in this red pill world, is you have to go research yourself. You can't rely on mainstream media. You have to go dig yourself. And so one of the resources I've put together for you that we'll get on the QE Strong website, I'll have a health section up there, and it's a blog article of a bunch of the all natural health doctors that are providing solutions in this COVID world, as well as just some resources, like some links to the Truth About Cancer Foundation, Truth About Cancer team. Ty and Charlene Bollinger, they've done some amazing things. There's some really good information. I got this book a long time ago called The Monumental Myths of the Medical Mafia, is what they called it. A really cool book that talks of just the history about things. I used to be a big Diet Coke drinker, right? And I had no idea what they did with aspartame or whatever that chemical is called. But Donald Rumsfeld, I hate you. So if you want to do some research on Donald Rumsfeld and look at how aspartame actually got approved and into all of the soft drinks out in the world today, is you'll be blown away. So I have probably 100 of those stories that I could tell you, and I know we don't have any more time, but I just want, you know, thanks for having me on, Rick. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to just helping educate millions of people about what's been going on in our the great medical deception, as I call it.
All right, great. Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate you coming on and educating us a little more about what's going on with frequencies versus big pharma. So thanks, buddy.
Yeah, one that last thing I forgot to tell you. I don't know if you've actually told your community, but if you go to blessedtoteach.com/allergy, we have that new allergy solution available. So go grab it. And if you have anybody in your family who has allergies, you know, grab it. We've got a sale on there that's a lot less. If you go to qestrong.com, you can buy them there, but they're more expensive. So I would go to blessedtoteach.com/allergy, and you can get the product for quite a bit cheaper doing it that way. So yeah, anyway,
it's because through the Blessed Teach thing. Thank you so much. Right, I was going to show this right here.
Okay, great.
Is what we have here is get relief from allergies in 60 seconds. And skeptical people are really finding this incredibly working well. And again, it's got God's word in it. The frequencies have 40 Bible verses on it, guys. And we're creating a little prayer guide 7 days a week where you can just say a quick one or two verses or intentions. And your intentions of your mind plus the actual, not only the intention of your mind, but the Bible verses actually come into the energy field. So this is solving allergy problems God's way versus Rockefeller way. So which one do you want, right? So these really work, and I'd really appreciate it if you know somebody that has allergies, or you do. You guys just try these because it's a lot. It's a you can do get in as little as $10, right? Less than $10 to get in these because of the Blessed Teach discount. BlessedTeach.com/allergies. I'm gonna just play one more testimonial, and then we'll move on. But this we heard Donna's, right? But this is Zadie's. I played a little bit of this yesterday, but it's really amazing. And here is Zadie.
So I've had allergies for years, and just recently I found out about QE Strong, which are the little patches that you put on, and honestly it's changed my whole life. I no longer have horrible allergies. I don't have to worry about like foods I'm eating that might cause my congestion to get worse. I just put a patch on once a day, and honestly it's really helped my allergies, and I couldn't be happier. So thank you, QE Strong.
All right, we got so many of these, and so again and a ton of others that are down below here that you can read about. Again, go to blessedteach.com/allergy and try these. I think you'll be amazed. There's also blessedteach.com/pain, blessedteach.com/anxiety. We're going to end up having 14 products that are going to get people off of big pharma drugs. That is the heart of this. Let's get people off big pharma drugs, guys. Again, it comes back to this article I was just reviewing with you here, was the kickbacks that just came out a couple days ago, right? That's a Facebook article. See if I can find this one right here. Here it is. Again, follow the science of big pharma kickbacks to NIH scientists. This is one of the hundreds of ways they are making us sick by treating symptoms versus actual cures. And this whole big pharma cartel working with the media cartel, because they pay the media, right? Working with the financial cartel, where they basically have the insurance companies where you can go get these really expensive drugs for 56 cents, right? Because your insurance pays for them. But your insurance won't pay for what you need. Insurance is not going to pay for vitamin C or vitamin D or some of the things that quercetin, all the things that can keep your immune system high. We also have blessedteach.com/immunity, by the way. That uses God's words and frequencies and intentions to improve your immune system. These are all things that natural systems can do. So appreciate you guys. By the way, the other part of this that would be a big favor to me is that as we build this company, we are starting to compete against the Walmarts and the Amazons and everything else. So we have a ton of products we're adding to this so that we can deliver from a Christian perspective things that where you don't have to buy everything from Amazon, don't have to buy everything from Walmart. So again, blessedteach.com/allergy. Go there, love you guys, and it's gonna be fun to see this grow. Somebody said you have something for high blood pressure, saying Joyce. So we do have blood sugar stuff for diabetes for sure that are there. For high blood pressure, I'm gonna have to go check. But there's like, we got like 15 solutions now that are coming out. Go to qestrong.com to see all the solutions. You can become a member and pay a small monthly fee and get a 50% discount on these things. So if these work for you, which we're getting incredibly good results. But blessedteach.com/pain and blessedteach.com/allergy are the ones that I have a card that's always for anxiety, for joy and peace card. I call it the joy and peace card. And it's got a bunch of biblical scriptures on there about do not be anxious about anything. I love that. I have that in my pocket at all times, by the way. And I have a sleep card. Here's one for sleep. So anyway, just exciting stuff about how we can get off of big pharma and start breaking up this medical cartel. So join me in breaking up this medical cartel by really understanding what QE Strong's all about. As we move forward, we're going to introduce new products to you guys and give you more research on what's happening out there. That's some more news. Here's the fact checkers got it dead wrong on Hunter Biden and China. And so these fact checkers, guys, they're like, if you've watched the movie The Matrix, right? We had Trinity and Neo and Morpheus, and then you had Agent Smith, right? And the agents could become any of the people around there. To me, fact checkers are like Agent Smiths. Right? Oh my goodness, this person's starting to think for themselves. Let's throw a fact check on them, right? And so fact checkers are liberal/cabal hacks. that are progressives that do lying to you. They are the one of the control mechanisms of the medical, I mean the media cartel, right? So anytime you see a fact checker, just understand they are trying to cover up something they don't want people to believe. And that's why they put fact check things on Twitter, and they put it on Facebook. Facebook, who's a criminal organization that's going to be coming down, guys. I know a lot of you are watching on Facebook right now, but make sure you get over to Rumble and get familiar with that. That's the only place you can find Julie Green now, by the way, is on Rumble. You can't find her on YouTube, right? And she doesn't have a Facebook page because we all get completely censored there. So anyway, we just see the corruption of this of these big guys, and it's going to be awesome to actually get rid of the big pharma and the medical cartel as we fight them with our economic numbers. We have, by the way, we have Scott McKay coming on, and we'll be talking about another economic warfare weapon that we'll be talking about on Tuesday. We need to hit these guys and take their funding away, and we can do that as we the people. Here's Mark Elias throws Durham trial into disarray with Sussman comments. So again, as you follow the Durham trial, again, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is just exposing how the Clinton Foundation, the DNC, worked with these corrupt lawyers and the FBI, as well as governmental people in the State Department, all with the media, to basically tell the big lie of Russia, 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 and sink a president that was not supposed to be elected. But God had another plan. He fooled them, right? Which is awesome. But this basically comes down to him saying something about how the Fifth Amendment might be taken by Sussman versus him trying to be honest, right? So Mark Elias threw special counsel John Durham trial against Democratic cybersecurity lawyer Michael Sussman into disarray over comments seemingly hinting at the accused possible decision not to testify, basically taking on the Fifth Amendment, which I imagine they are going to do because he is as guilty as you can be, right? So it's amazing. So it's pretty crazy. Yeah, so somebody's saying that I signed into Rumble and it says go through Facebook. Yeah, you just create your own. I would never use Facebook or Google login when you're logging into someplace. Create your own password. I use something called 1Password. I can't remember the one my brother uses as well, but there's many 1Password type solutions where I have 1Password, and then I go into it and it holds all my passwords for hundreds and hundreds of, I use so much software, you can imagine, for everything I do, right? And so, because I'm on 25 different platforms that this show goes out to, and all the different pieces of software I use to deliver this show and monitor backstage and doing the neighborhood, I have to have, and I recommend it for everybody. It's pretty, it's free for a certain amount that you can have, and once you get to me, I'm a paying member. But again, it's called 1Password. There's many other solutions. LastPass, I think, is another one. But the whole point is that you do not want to use Facebook to log into anything, right? Especially because it's going to get hammered and go down, I believe. All right, that is the whole thing about Michael Sussman. Here we have the clownish disinformation czar got the boot, but Biden's Ministry of Truth hired monster replacements. So we know that they put a pause on the Ministry of Truth, whatever it's calling it. They call it the Disinformation Council, right? So they got rid of the person that just got slaughtered because he was so biased. But then they hire replacements that are just as bad. That's what it is. They go from cabal member to cabal member, right? So the DHS shut down Monday. The DHS shut down the board, which was this disinformation governments board, which is just like when they say the Ministry of Truth. That's obviously talking about the book 1984 by George Orwell. So Orwellian censorship, I always talk about the 1984 Orwellian censorship. Communist censorship that we're seeing now on YouTube and Facebook and many others, Twitter, and now you see this our government for the first time a slap in the face to our Constitution, wanting to put a disinformation governments board to basically shut down any free speech, and putting people in charge of it that are completely just like the fact checkers, completely prophets of Baal, trying to put control mechanisms to for you not to think for yourself. That is second. Yeah, Alice, we definitely have something for depression. That's the anxiety. So blessedteach.com/anxiety works beautifully. I use it. I call it the joy and peace card. So it has a bunch of biblical scriptures like Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I love it. Sorry, there's this question that came up on there, but that'd be blessedteach.com/anxiety. And it works extremely well on just keeping your thoughts on Philippians 4, 6, 7. Do not be anxious about anything. In fact, I'm just going to show that scripture because it's one of my favorites. It is, I'm just going to go to the, I think the NIV is what I've memorized, so I'm going to bring that up. And it's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And it is a wonderful verse that I love. And it's probably my life verse in many ways, because I literally had a really good family member healed when I was just praying this over them. It was amazing. They thought that for sure they had taken enough medicine to die, and God healed them through me just praying this over them. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Whew. So just think about reading that each day, one every 7 days, and then intention about being enjoying peace. And let the Holy Spirit, again, gives you refreshing joy and peace. That's what the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives you, is joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, right? Another one was love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. What, that is what we need, is the fruits of the Spirit of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. That's what these quantum energy cards and patches do, is get God's word in your energy system, get God's word in your in the intention. The intentions as well are pretty awesome. Some point in time, I'll show you an example card, which it's kind of an exciting, evolving thing we've done. Is you have one thing is energy that touches you, but then if you're reading it as well and out loud, you speak it, you hear it, you see it. So your multi-sensory way of actually solving these problems. I'm so excited about it. So you guys can't tell, can you? I wanted to go into some economics. Let me make sure I finish my thoughts on that one, because I jumped into that's the Michael Sussman case. And then we have the disinformation board. Yeah. Guys, this is the reason I started Blessed Teach, is because of the prophets of Baal. I could not believe how many news organizations are completely controlled, how many newscasters are completely controlled. And I think, again, I've talked about John Hannity and others playing a role, but they're having to mimic what Fox News is telling them, such as Ukraine good, Putin bad, right? And we totally covering up everything. It is crazy stuff going on right now. So I'm telling you, this is when you have a disinformation governance board, it's just going to be another layer of all the big tech censorship. Now it was going to come down, and now we have all my accounts just got anything over $600 got audited by this tyranny of a government that's in place right now. It's America Last movie playing right before us. But guys, I've been telling you for months, right, what's going to happen, right? We are going to have a Red Sea moment, and we are going to have amazing things happen. That's why Julie Green, I say follow her on Rumble, Julian Ministries. You can all can find her at JGM International.com. So JGM International.com. But I've been talking about these three storms all coming together for the perfect storm, right? So it's all happening, guys. We have the America Last movie that's going to bring us into an economic recession. That'll wake up a ton of people, just like the America Last has been waking up a ton of people. And then all the election fraud, like 2,000 mules. I've been talking about this for 6 months, haven't I? The great election sting. I've been talking about that for a year. But all three of these storms I've been talking about coming together in the perfect storm, when everybody wants him gone because of America Last. They see the economy crashing and their wealth starts going down on their 401ks. That's why you call Kirk Elliott and get the silver and gold, right? Have precious metals to protect yourself. And then you have this all the election fraud, and 2,000 mules is the tip of the iceberg, guys. There's massive evidence that's been given to these weak Republicans, and they now are starting to stand up because they now feel they have voice to fight with. This is exciting. Looking forward to the party of the Red Sea, says Joyce. That's right. It's going to be exciting. But again, you can follow JGM Ministries, and you can see her prophecies written out here. I've taken it one level. I take Julie's and Amanda Grace's, as well as Mark Taylor's written prophecies, and I put them all together in a searchy platform where you can search and find and compare the different prophecies, right? So that's why you want one of the reasons you want to go backstage. So it's exciting times. But that, and that's really where the ministry is growing, guys. That's where we do praise and prayer. We're going to start that here at the end of the hour. Oh my goodness, it's 6:20. I can't believe it. I need to get into the finish up with the Genesis. So let's start this real quick. I didn't realize that I took up so much time. This is the flood subsides. Here we go. Let's dig into this. This is Genesis 8. Oh no, this is Genesis 7. We went on Genesis 6 on Monday. So I'm going to Genesis 7 here on Thursday. Try to get through either Exodus or Genesis on Monday, Thursday, and Friday, right as we go into praise and prayer. So let's dig into this, and Kent can come in with music at any time. Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark. And remember, guys, I gave you an article right here that shows the construction material, the design, all about Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark's little known facts. And there is plenty of room on this ark for 18,000 pieces of mammals, birds, reptiles, and amphibians living in the world today. And there just had a room for over 125,000 sheep, three levels, over 100,000 square feet of floor space. Therefore, the ark had plenty of room. So people are saying that this is fiction are just completely wrong.
Chapter 7.
Oops.
Then the Lord said to Noah,
it's trying to read
go into the ark, you and all.
You can have it read to you, too. That's one thing about Bible.com. It's pretty cool. All right. He says, take with you several pairs of all clean animals, the male and the mate and his mate, and a pair of animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and several pairs of the birds and of heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and everything that I have made I will blot out in the face of the ground. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. And guys, this is just the fact God had to do this. This grieves my heart. And back to Genesis 6, 5 and 6, where it's just so sad to see what God actually felt during this time. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great and on the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Oh my goodness. And the Lord regretted that he made man on earth, and it grieved him to his heart. I've literally been in tears several times just thinking about that. Wow. And to think how that's happening today. We're in the back of the days of Noah. We grieve God's heart again, right? And but fortunately, we're the remnants, not just Noah and his family. The remnants, you, remnants, me, the remnants, anybody who loves the true God, understands the true God, the true Jesus, and the true gospel. We have a much bigger remnant here. And he's saving us right now. It's going to be amazing. And he's going to save us similar to this where if you really love him, you've turned from your wicked ways and you've asked for repentance, he is going to heal our land in an amazing way. But he's going to come down on the cabal hard, right? Just like he did here. Noah was 600 years. I think I missed this part. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. So this is one of the things. Is you got to be obedient to the Lord when he speaks to you. Just be obedient to him. We learn to talk to him. How do we talk to him? We pray to him. But how do we listen to him? The Bible. We read the Bible. That's why we're doing this, right? Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came up on the earth. I talked to you about that's why we knew it took 150 years to build this ark. You know, so they didn't have big cranes probably back then. They probably had advanced technologies that the Nephilim were using to basically corrupt our seed, right? We hear about that all in the last chapter. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark and escaped the waters of the flood of clean animals and animals that were not clean and birds and every thing that creeped on the ground. Two male and female went into the ark with Noah as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. I thought that was interesting. He had to wait 7 days after he was in there. before the floods came. So he's probably in there going, I hope we know what we're doing, right? But that's his faith. It just shows you his faith. And we can have faith that this Red Sea moment's coming. That is what we need to do, is not let Satan put us in fear. That's what Satan feeds off.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick, your microphone is breaking up. It's been going on for the last minute or two. So
okay,
I'm not sure
right.
What that is. Try to fix that guy.
All right, let's see what I can do here. Just make me one adjustment. So
the scripture is so awesome, bro.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah, and so we get into this as we go forward here. So I'm trying to let me know. Give me a one. Yes, this is live. Somebody from Twitch is asking. So give me a one if it sounds good, or two if it's really bad and broke it up. So sometimes it doesn't work real well as we play the music, but I love the music and reading scripture together. It's just an amazing thing. So and the rain. So here we go in the 600th year of Noah's life. We just talked about that, right? And this is interesting. On the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. So we know this was not just rain. People are criticizing, oh, it's just 4 days of rain, can't do this. No, God burst open water from the deeps, right? And rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. There's a lot of research showing that it may have never rained before that, which would be pretty crazy to think that. Why is he building the ark when it has never rained, right? There probably wasn't many floods back at that time. On that very same day, Noah and his sons Shem and Ham and Japheth and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them entered the ark, and they had every beast according to its kind, and the law of livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went to the ark, and Noah two and two of the flesh, in which there was a breath of life, and those that entered, male and female of flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood continued to 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed so mightily that the earth, that all the high mountains under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits. So even the highest mountain, think of Mount Everest, it was 15 cubits, which is obviously 18 inches. Sometimes some people say it, depending on if you use the Egyptians, it could even be bigger. But usually 18 inches is what we think. And all the flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures and swarms on the earth, and all mankind, everything on the dry land, in whose nostrils there was a breath of life. He blotted out everything that was on the face of the ground, man and animals, and creeping things and birds of heaven and the heavens. They were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah was left and those who were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. So I just want to encourage you guys. I believe you're part of the remnant. There's going to be massive shaking. I believe massive deaths that are going to be on the cabal side of things, and people that don't come to the Lord. So this is the time to be bold in your faith. Share your faith, and just know that the Lord God Almighty has your back. The Lord God Almighty is going to be here for you. This is what this is all about, and this is why we praise Him. I was just saw on YouTube a video that I posted on the neighborhood, and it was I Love to Love You, something that that Kent Henry's been playing for quite a while backstage. It's been so beautiful. But I saw it on YouTube, and it was lyrics by Kent Henry, but it was somebody else singing. And I was just turned it on. I just started, again, going into tears, just listening to praise. And God just loves it when we spend time with Him and we praise Him, right? So be in the Word of God and spend time praising. That's what we do. Join backstage. If you have a backstage pass, join us now. We're going to cross over in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to cross over to do a full 45 minutes or more of praising Him and have intercessory prayer between it. I love this time, guys. And I just love this time with Kent Henry to be able to praise the Lord by singing His words. And thank you, Kent Henry, for your I Love to Love You lyrics.
Wow. Well, Rick, listen, man, I appreciate you reading the scripture. And I appreciate that your heart weeps that everything was evil on the earth. We can't miss this. We're not there yet. I don't want to be. That's why he has a remnant right now. That's why we're holding fast to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit and doing what we're doing. So, Rick, I really appreciate it that it arrests your heart to go. And everything, the intention, even the intention of their heart was evil, but this is not over yet. It's a New Testament, and we're in a good place with Jesus right now. And I love to love you, oh Lord, my God. I love to love you, oh Lord. As we seek your face, I find mercy and grace. Come on, everybody, let's go deep tonight. He and I love to love you, oh Lord, my God. And I love to love you, oh Lord, my God. And when we come to seek your face, and when I come to seek your face, oh, wonderful, I find mercy and great grace. Oh, the beauty, and oh, the beauty of your holy place, and your presence I love to embrace. As I sit and behold your loveliness, wow, and what a privilege to come and rest. And I love to love, oh Lord, my God, I love to love you, oh Lord, my, we love to love you, Lord, and I love to love you, oh Lord, my God. As I come to seek your face, I find mercy and grace. Come on, sing it again. I love you, and I love to love you, oh Lord my. It's beautiful. And I love to love you, oh Lord my God. I find mercy and grace. I find mercy. And when I come to seek your face, I find mercy and grace. And that second verse, where else can I go? And where else can I go? You are my sword. I come to you, oh marvelous Lord, and I thank you for your blood that set me free. Oh my God, do that again. I thank you, and I thank you for your blood that set me free. Do it again. I thank you, Lord. And I thank you for your blood that set me free. It's for the blood that rent the veil for me. And I love to love you, oh Lord my God. I love to love you, oh Lord my. We love you, Lord my God. Yeah, I love. God, every time I come, Lord, I find new mercy and grace. I love and I love to love you, oh Lord my God. I love to love you, oh Lord my God. So powerful. Seek your face tonight, Lord, as we come to seek your face, we find mercy and grace. And Father, I pray my heart over all my friends tonight, either watching the stream live or later, Lord. Right now, I release a blessing of your mercy, revelation falling like rain, Lord. It's time for us to go deeper, higher, and wider in your love and your mercy. Your love and your mercy. So God, I pray revelation rain would fall out of heaven and you open the eyes of our understanding. It's a new day, Lord. We want to know more about your mercy. We come to you right now saying we want to know more about your powerful mercy and your abundant grace. Yeah, I love to love you, oh Lord my. Come on one more time. And I love to love you, oh Lord my God. I love to love you. And when I come to seek your face, I find mercy, and it's wonderful to find mercy and to know your grace. And when I come to seek your face, I find mercy and grace. Lord, isn't it wonderful? Okay, it's testimony time. Rick, for Kent and Carla, a couple nights ago, we had thunderstorms so bad, Rick. I mean, we woke up with a start. I mean, I've been through thunderstorms, but we are in an RV. But, bro, this was devilish. I started rebuking it like Jesus said, "Peace be still," to the waves on the Sea of Galilee. When Peter said, can I come out with you, Lord? You guys, we have power and authority to rebuke stuff and to say, peace, be still. And bro, it was just about 3 minutes later, it stopped. I mean, this is rockets. I mean, it was like bombs going off. And then I realized it was a spirit of death trying to take our lives. I'm not joking. I know what I'm talking. I said, she was awake. I said, grab my hand. And it was like a fist. And I said, Father, I rebuke the spirit of death in Jesus' name. We're living and not dying because we have destiny to fulfill. So you guys, I'm telling you, it was probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was unbelievable. And then today, Well, a couple of days ago, our modular home showed up on the property. And they basically are on little trailers, and they just put them there. We had people start coming by taking pictures of the two pieces of the house that was sitting on the front of our lot. Well, today the crane showed up, bro. It's $2 million to buy one of these. It'll lift 210,000 tons at one time.
Wow.
And I said, this is like God. He goes, Kent, I asked this one guy, Jake, he has a full beard, bro. You know, he's rednecking it big time. He looking, he's got a wife beater shirt on and the whole thing, you know, the show. And I said, bro, honestly, what can this thing lift up? He said, 210,000 tons, not pound, tons. He said, but this is not our biggest one. We've got one that can go 14 stories high. It can lift 450,000 tons. Hey, welcome to Jesus's world. If you got any kind of oppression or power coming down on you, we only had one hiccup, by the way. It started storming. We had sideways rain, bro. It was blowing so hard. It did get in one half of the house, but they said, hey, listen, we know how to take care of that, and we were going to put a new floor in it anyway. But I want to stop for a minute because I'm going to do I Will Trust You. Even if the burden is 100 pounds on your shoulder, Kent and Carla are sending out a wave and a testimony of have faith in God. This is the four words, I will trust you. It's been coming back onto, we have like a top 20 for the B2T neighborhood stream and the stream. So I'm keeping track of our top 20, bro. And this is back up to number 15. I will trust you even in the midst of the storm. I want somebody to say it. William and Rebecca say, I will trust you. Unmute in the midst of the storm. Come on, William.
I will trust you in the midst of the storm. Amen. Yes.
These are my people, man. These are my people. That's why I love this stream, Rick. It's just bound to grow because we're having too much joy back here. Remember, they're going to come for the weeping and the healing. This is the healing weeping stream where people can know tender mercies of God. So I'm going to do this song, but how many of you, let's think about the numbers.
We probably should cross over first, but before we do that.
I'm sorry, bro. I keep forgetting. Let's cross over.
No, that's okay, because when Kent gets in the spirit, you can tell. It's like, we're going to continue. But if you have a backstage pass, get backstage and let's continue to be in the Holy Spirit river you can see right now that we're in. And this is important, guys. This is what the ministry is all about. This is not only the praise and prayer, but being with patriots backstage and doing Q&A and praying for them and lifting them up, right? And then the neighborhood where we have backstage group where little ones getting words of prophetic words for us as backstagers. You need to be part of this ministry. So join it at blessedteach.com and then go to the backstage tab. Blessed with the number 2teach.com and go to the backstage tab. Join us in what God's doing back here. It is amazing. We love you all. And again, if you have a backstage pass, come on there. If you don't have one, get there. BlessedTeach.com. Hit the backstage tab. We love you guys. And with that, we're going to cross over to backstage. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.